Brandon Robertson is the founder of the Revangelical Movement and an outspoken leader in the growing hunger among evangelical Christians to move beyond culture war issues. As the spokesperson for the new organization, Evangelicals for Marriage Equality, Brandon worked to gather signatures calling on the Southern Baptist Convention to reconsider its stance on civil marriage equality. And this week, he was part of a delegation traveling to Nashville to present those signatures to the convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Committee conference. Still in Nashville, Brandon joins me right now on State of Belief Radio. Brandon, welcome back.
Hey, so good to be with you.
I'd like for you to start by summarizing the mission of this organization.
So Evangelicals for Marriage Equality was founded with the mission of working within evangelical Christianity to change the hearts and minds of evangelicals all across our country about the issue of civil marriage equality. And what that means is we're not necessarily advocating for theological change, but we believe it would be a great step forward if evangelicals could represent Christ and the gospel a little bit better, standing for equality and for justice and for the rights of the LGBTQ community. For far too long, I feel, we've been outspoken advocates against LGBT rights. And to me, that just seems very problematic that we are called to be people of Jesus and people of justice, and yet we continue to tell the LGBT community that they are not equal and should not have equal rights. That just seemed like a contradiction. And so we are working to cultivate these conversations and help to change the minds and open up space for young evangelicals in particular to be able to take a stand and say, I am a faithful evangelical Christian and I support civil marriage equality.
Mm-hmm. Tell us now exactly what was the statement that you were gathering signatures for?
We launched a campaign to have 1,000 people sign our organization's statement of belief, and it's kind of also our mission statement, which is basically just stating everything I just said about our organization.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened with that was we printed out 1,000 copies of that statement, each with a signature from the people that signed it. And I had the opportunity to present it to some of the leadership of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission down here in Nashville, just to be able to show them that there is a large number of evangelicals who are shifting on this issue, and hopefully to encourage them to make space for us at the table, because our perspective wasn't represented at this conference, other than us being here kind of as guests.
Yes.
And so we delivered that stack of statements to the Southern Baptist Convention, and they promised to look over it and pass it on to the people that need to see it. And I'm really hopeful that this will begin to open up space and cultivate more conversations in the SBC for people like me.
I'd like for you to tell us who went with you to Nashville for this Southern Baptist gathering.
Yeah, initially, I had planned on coming down to Nashville on my own just because I was really passionate about these conversations. And over the past 2 months or so, more and more of my friends began to reach out and say, hey, we're coming as well. And so I was down here with Matthew Vines of the Reformation Project, Justin Lee of the Gay Christian Network, Reverend Allison Robinson, who is the first transgender pastor at Calvary Baptist in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
Robin Lund, who's the president of the Association of Welcoming and Affirming Baptists, Jeff Hood, who is a pastor at the Cathedral of Hope in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
which is the largest LGBT church in the world, and a number of other people. And so there is quite a big group of people from all across the theological spectrum that are really interested in cultivating these conversations around LGBT equality and affirmation in evangelical Christianity.
Brandon, what feeling did you get when you presented that?
I think my overall feeling at the conference and giving that stack of signatures was that the Southern Baptist Convention was truly interested in trying to change their tone and trying to listen to other evangelical voices. But also, there was definitely a sense at the conference that the Southern Baptist Convention still has a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, while they accepted those signatures with really a great deal of warmth, there was still a feeling that you know, this is just the very, very beginning. This is just the baby step. Yeah. And that they're seeing the shift that's occurring and that they're responding with a more compassionate tone is very good, but there's still a long, long way to go.
Do you think there were conversations that got started this week in Nashville that will continue in a significant way?
Absolutely. I conversed with some of the leading theologians and pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention, and even already this morning I've been getting emails from some of them interested in continuing dialogue, interested in meeting again face-to-face and continuing these conversations, which is the total victory for me. That's exactly why I came to this conference. That's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect to change anyone's mind, but wanted to cultivate relationships with people that I disagree with, because I believe that's how change can occur, only in face-to-face relationships.
Right. I tried to follow the conference as best I could from a distance, and I saw the kind of discussions and presentations that went on during the rest of the conference. I don't know whether there were specific discussions about your material and how they were responding to that. But what I heard was, and this was a step forward, a respect that I haven't heard before for people with a sexual orientation different from what these individuals would call the norm. But I did also feel that they were saying, at least for the homosexual community, that what you feel about sexuality is temptation, and you're okay as long as you reject the temptation, something that I don't think they would say to people in the heterosexual community. Am I even close to what that was like?
Yeah, you are absolutely right. One of the most striking things that came up during the conference was a conversation that I was having with a couple of Southern Baptist theologians, and they made a case that I honestly had never heard before. In all my years as an evangelical Christian, I'd never heard anybody say that the temptation to be attracted to someone of the same sex was a sin. And yet, some of these theologians were really making the case that even being attracted to someone of the same sex, that attraction in and of itself was sinful.
Mm-hmm.
And when that came up in the conversation, that revealed to me the center of the problem. If we are viewing the attraction as a sin, we leave absolutely no room for LGBT people in our community. We give them two options, really. One option is either to come out of the closet and reject the faith, because you can't be a faithful Christian if you're even having these attractions. And the only other option seems to be, frankly, ending their life. And that was something that was brought up, that if this theology is that radical and that extreme, that is the epicenter of this problem. And that is a conversation that I'm committed to continuing to have to see if we can work towards what I find a more biblical theology that says attraction isn't a sin, but is God-given, and orientation isn't changeable. And yeah, I think you're right with your observations at the conference, and that was a shocking observation for me as well.
For our listeners, if they want to get in touch with Evangelicals for Marriage Equality and follow that work, the best way they can do that is how?
The two best ways is our website, evangelicals4equality.com, or on Facebook. We're very active there, Evangelicals for Marriage Equality. You can like our page.
Brandon Robertson is spokesperson for the new nonprofit Evangelicals for Marriage Equality. He's the founder of the Revangelical Movement and is doing very important work leading people of faith who want to move beyond the culture wars in this country. Brandon, as always, thank you for being with us today on State of Belief Radio, and we hope to be in touch again soon.
Thank you so much. It was my honor.